Now, in the nature area, we look at whether or not we are innately equipped with something, perhaps in our brains, some abnormal chromosome that causes this muse-like effect. And some people would say that we're born with it in some other means, and others, like my mother, would say that I get my material from past lives. Some people would also say that creativity may be a function of some other neurological quirk, and the Van Gogh syndrome, that you have a little bit of, you know, psychosis or depression. I do have to say, somebody I read recently that Van Gogh wasn't really necessarily psychotic, that he might have had temporal lobe seizures, and that might have caused this spurt of creativity, and I suppose it does something in some part of your brain. And I will mention that I actually developed temporal lobe seizures a number of years ago, but it was during the time I was writing my last book, and some people say that book is quite different. I think that part of it also begins with a sense of identity crisis. You know, who am I? Why am I this particular person? Why am I not black like everybody else? And sometimes you're equipped with skills, but they may not be the kind of skills that enable creativity. I used to draw. I thought I would be an artist, and I had a miniature poodle. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't really creative, because all I could really do was represent in a very one-on-one way. And I have a sense that I probably copied this from a book. And then I also wasn't really shining in a certain area that I wanted to be. And, you know, you look at those scores, and it wasn't bad, but it was not certainly predictive that I would one day make my living out of the artful arrangement of words.